I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question: what did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? And here come those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, when I was a kid, my after-school snack was Wheat Thins dipped in chocolate pudding. Not sure how I came up with that combo, but I stuck with it well into junior high. Have no desire to revisit that decision. That from Dan. Well, you get the salt and the sweet. Wheat Thins are amazing.
Yeah, but not with Wheat Thins, man.
Yeah, either one. And I cut little kids a little slack.
Those are crazy.
You eat what's there.
And they're weird.
All the Macholas, what do I eat that most people just don't understand? Most eat peanut butter sandwiches with just peanut butter. I eat mayonnaise sandwiches. No ham, no cheese, nothing. Sometimes with 3 slices of bread for a triple decker.
Ooh.
When I tell people this, a look of great disgust appears on their faces, and it just brings a great big smile on mine. Stay beautiful, bitches. That from Rainier. Guys, I've had sour cream chicken since I was little. I'm 44 now. It's a big roasting pan with chicken, usually thighs, then covered with sour cream with mushrooms mixed in until the chicken is submerged. Then bake at 350 for about an hour and a half. You put the sour cream gravy over the thigh on the plate and also with some white rice. So good, that from Mark.
That's not so bad.
Subject is gizzard. Guys, it's a muscle birds use to crush and grind their food, as they do not chew. They eat rocks and glass and fill it up, and then the food gets crushed. The rocks and stuff stay in there for the most part. It also has a thick leather layer, like you got to peel it out before you cook it or when you butcher it.
Yummy.
That from Travis.
Okay.
Guys, I like ostrich burgers. Kangaroo burgers were sold out. My dad, he likes ketchup on his tacos.
Oh.
That from Kate. Ola Macholas, I love, love, love top ramen with a can of chili and Velveeta. And I mean the cheap-ass packages of ramen. Now, this is not too far off from a Cincinnati chili.
No, it's real far off.
Well, you know what?
In principle.
You have pasta, as long as you're not using the broth from the ramen. So if you use the ramen noodles, then you pour the chili on top, and then cheese. I mean, that's not...
I'm with Miles.
That's the basis of Cincinnati chili, except their chili has chocolate in it, but still.
And Velveeta and a can of chili is just a dip you can use tortilla chips with. So then this guy just took it to the next level and said...
Is that the next level?
You know what? He took it to a different level.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just a lateral level.
As we move on.
It might be a lower level, right. But it's a different level.
It is a different level. Okay.
Move on to the birthday request. Hola, guys. It's our niece Ava Rose's birthday. We love watching her grow into the smart, funny, confident young lady she has become. Could she get a barbershop fish sandwich, please? That from Uncle Nick and Rebecca.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Oh, but Charles, my son Declan having a birthday today. He's been a loyal listener since before he could remember. Mom, Dad, and Sis wish this crazy lacrosse goalie, Halo Fiend, and Lego Master an awesome birthday. He would love to hear all of the fish sandwiches. That from JW. How many fish sandwiches do we have in there, Mike?
We got a lot here. Hang on.
Hit him.
A filet of fish sandwich.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
This is a person like, we went to McDonald's or something. I ordered a fish sandwich. She'll bite the whole thing.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
I ordered a fish sandwich.
On the side.
Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich. Maybe some dill
relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Nice work.
Nice work over there, Mike.
Yeah.
DJ Mike used to do weddings.
Mm-hmm. Like leading an orchestra.
I know, man.
Guys, I wanted to wish my stepson, Braden, pronounced Bubba Lubba, a happy birthday. Could Coach Ted please psych him up? You guys rock. Thanks. That's from JT.
On anything?
Anything. How about his birthday dinner?
Woo! All right, Bubba Lubba. I don't know if you were listening to this show, but you better hope you're not getting any of that stuff for your birthday dinner. Now, it's a Friday. What's a good birthday dinner? You know, I think of the bird. And when I think of the bird, I think of the dirty bird. Talking about the Robin of Red. Sure, delicious burgers, great side dishes, onion rings, even good desserts. Sink your teeth into a burger, son.
That is great advice. Friday is my burger day.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I think, you know, people say Taco Tuesday or this, that, and the other, man, Friday's the day. Well, that's what I had for lunch.
Whatever. I thought it was Frickle Friday.
Well, they have those at Red Robin, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't like them.
Yeah. You don't like Frick? I don't know why I'm shocked.
It's a pickle.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah. I would rather eat a Frickle than a pickle, but I don't like either.
All right, Dr. Seuss.
Guys, I just want to give a birthday shout-out to my wonderful daughter, Amira. How about a little kid fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Big B.
Fish sandwich.
Wow, he does.
Oh.
Oh. That's a McDonald's chocolate shake.
Nobody asked for that sound effect.
No.
Hey, man.
Live there. Oliver Cholos, and happy Friday to you all. First, I want to thank you guys for doing what you do. You guys have brought laughter and joy to my fiance and I for many, many years and have contributed to many inside jokes and chuckles at other people's expense based on some of the topics you guys have discussed on the air. Today is her birthday. Her name is Ashley, pronounced the Ha for Smashley. She is 35 years old and a little bummed about her birthday. Doesn't feel like celebrating much. But anyway, it's pretty exciting about the big day. So how about a Suck It Up cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about doing puzzles while enjoying some fine whiskey. Thank you, guys. Keep on rocking. That from Dimitri.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, if you like doing puzzles so much, I have one in my pants. It's only 3 pieces. 2 berries, 1 twig. If you put some in the right place, you get the prize.
Yeah, this is Smashley. I like this nickname.
Yeah.
So, you know what? We should do a puzzle. We should do a human puzzle. Let's play a little naked twister.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Chinese finger trap. Except not my finger. And it's not really stuck, I just don't want to move it.
The other funny thing about this game of Twister is when you spin that thing that picks the color, it's just going to be my private.
If you play Twister with me, it always lands on black, and you didn't think that was one of the colors.
Yeah, mine lands on red, because it gets fired up.
Yeah, or purple. Uh-huh. By the way, Mike, someone says that fish sandwich remix was actually fire. Good job,
Mike. Straight fire, Mike, straight fire.
Mike's on the decks!
Guys, can you please wish my beautiful wife, Chelsea, a happy birthday today? We had our first child this year, so a little kid fish sandwich with some dirty Germans talking about spooky things to do tonight would be awesome. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Jono.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, it doesn't have to be spooky. You just want to do decorations and put your candle in her gourd.
Yeah, so you know, speaking of this child, so recent, I think the spookiest thing would be to walk back down that hallway.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Boom, eat bitches. Riding in today to request a dirty birthday shout out for my brother-in-law, Ian, a.k.a. Slippers. He's a great guy who is very familiar with all things dirty as he drives a street sweeper around town every day. So with that in mind, can I get the Dirty Germans for him? Thanks, guys. That from the Turbo Trucker. I believe that is the same Ian that got a birthday request as well from Jason and Betsy.
Yeah, I like his name, Slippers. It tells me you was the eighth dwarf. So dirty that they had to kick you out.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the one thing about Slippers is they're fun in the house, outside the house. Yeah. Always with the socks on because he's kinky.
And hardwood floors. Yeah.
Hold on, happy positive Friday, guys. Noah, you tall ass freak show. Cheers and happy birthday, my friend. May I please get your penis is too small? Hey, cut that bitch off, next caller. And Coach Ted giving him a pregame speech about how to properly attack someone's weenus in a bar. Thanks, gentlemen. That from Diane the Nudist.
Cut that! that bit's off. Next caller.
Tell you what, Coach doesn't know a lot about, what was that word?
The weenus. It's the skin around the elbow.
Is that really what that is?
Yeah, that is. That's why we call it the skin around your elbow, because weenus, you know.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I do know about this. The easiest way to attack that, you want two beers, two shots. Now we're feeling good, we're feeling bold. Just walk up to any old person. You know, as a matter of fact, you pick the biggest dude in that bar. You walk over to him, and you squeeze that piece of skin, and you go, "You stinking weenus."
See how that goes over in
and make sure you can duck and run, too.
And make sure you have insurance. Did you grab my weenus?
Uh-huh.
Right. What the hell are you doing?
Hola, guys. Today is my mom's 60th birthday. Tomorrow, we are going skydiving to celebrate. My mom is Vicky, the wonderful driver. I'm happy to report she's been accident-free since you guys talked to her earlier this year. Thank God she isn't flying the plane tomorrow. Can my mom get the dirty Germans talking to her about becoming a better driver or giving up that license altogether? Thanks, guys. That from Andy Mack.
Yeah, you should just simply give up your license and spend your time with me, and they'll change your name to Sticky Vicky.
Yes, you know, so I like
it's not too picky.
So I like the idea you're rubbing into all the walls and everything, but yeah, maybe it's time to give up this license. So Andy's a nice boy, and he's very worried about his mother.
Although he knows tonight I'm going to crash into you.
Yeah, she's not that worried about his mother, though. He's taking a skydiving. Seems odd for an accident-prone lady.
Yeah, he does not obviously love his mother.
Yeah,
Vicky, if you are listening, check the chute. Your son is trying to kill you.
The parachute.
Guys, he's not even German. But he's dirty.
But he's dirty.
Guys, it's my dad, Jerome, pronounced White Jerome, 60th trip around the big brown ball of fire in the sky. He's an awesome father of four and the grandfather of five. How about a Leroy Jenkins and the dirty Germans talking about classic cars? Thanks, guys. That from Jake.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, when it comes to classic cars, I like the muscle cars because I like big muscles. And also, particularly, I like the Mustang because it is hung like a horse.
Yeah, so I like those old school cars that have the big fins on the back. It reminds me of that one time I got central with a fish.
Yeah, the one time.
So, okay. It's like you never had fun with Flipper either.
He is not a fish.
Yeah, I guess he's a mammal.
Yeah, it's a dolphin always smiling. With his beady little eyes.
Blowing the things out of his hole.
Yeah, if you rub it just right, he does good things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Got a couple extra emails. This one says, good morning, Mike. I want to thank you for the great advice that you gave Jackson about making Eagle Scout yesterday during his birthday request. We listened to it three times in a row, and he was just as pumped about scouting last night after hearing it. I only made star, so I'm just a little bitch, but I know Jax wants it bad. He was in the Cubs since first grade, and there is no doubt in my mind that he will go all the way. Once again, thanks, Mike, and have a Billy Badass Day. That from Pat the Dad, Sergeant Dewey, United States Marine Corps, retired.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, he's
Miles,
the,
you at least made life, didn't you?
The Marine is the little bitch in the family.
Okay. Right, right, right. Because he didn't get far enough in the Boy Scouts.
I don't know if that's how
I'll you never live that down, man.
I don't know if that's
they made fun of me every day.
I did 18 tours. They're like, wait, you're not an Eagle Scout?
Guys, as far as what you
how did you get this rank, Dewey?
I don't answer to you.
As far as what you had to deal with at work, guys, old guy comes into the store with his wife to shop in their 70s after they had been in there for a while. We hear him call from the bathroom for his wife.
Oh, boy.
She goes in, and we notice a trail of diarrhea for about 50 feet leading to the bathroom. After we gave him some Depends, his wife took him out. Oh, my God. He had sprayed three walls, toilet, and the floor. Store manager, remember the meat department cleanup kid was on shift, had him clean the department with bleach, foam guns, and pressure washer. So much poop, and thank God bathrooms gave drains in the floor. Also, guys, my grandma, she had cancer and started on morphine. The opioid had the usual effect and backed her up for a week. When it finally passed, she told everyone about the 15-inch turd that stuck out of the top, cobra style. Never told me how she got it to flush. Rest in peace. That from the IT guy, a.k.a. the High Plains Drifter. 15-incher that stuck out of the top, cobra style.
She told everyone. And then flatlined.
I've never heard that.
I did a 15-incher.
Stuck out cobra style. Oh, God. Hola, bicholas. Regarding yesterday's question about what I had to deal with at work, I've been in the aviation maintenance field for 30 years. The lavatories and the older commercial jets each use their own holding tank, much like a honey or a porta potty. There are two primary issues that you know ahead of time would require you to, quote, suit up, or at the very least wear some quality rubber gloves. The first is a report of the lavatory not flushing. The pump which produced the flush fluid, which is just recirculating the contents in the holding tank, might have failed. The pump is enclosed in a screen to prevent big chunks from entering the pump. Everything you can imagine was stuck to the screen. Yum. Second common issue was the lavatory holding tank not holding fluid. In this case, the dump valve in the holding tank is probably being held open by something stuck under the valve. You suit up, you pull the valve, you dig into the holding tank to remove whatever is blocking the valve. Usually it's a baby diaper, tampon, whatever, double yum. The scariest part of working in the lavatory was hoping you never cut yourself. Then there was the time-consuming part of cleaning all your tools with alcohol after completing the job. Good times, rock on. That from Keith. Keith. I called him Keith.
Keith. He's going to ask his name. Keith?
Oh, Keith.
That's Chief cool Keith. Name. Yeah. For our Baltimore audience.
And one more from the co-worker situation, guys. I was working for a tavern, and the owner was buying a new location. Well, I had the honor of kitchen manager at the new location, which meant that I was responsible for getting this filthy kitchen in order while professionals remodeled the front of the house. They were kind enough to lend me one of their crew. First, we had to remove all the equipment. A reach-in cooler was hardwired in. I said, hey, let's check and see if the power's off. He grabbed his wire cutters, cut the wires. The power was not cut off. We renamed him Clip. Later, after we got all the equipment out of the kitchen, the grease and dirt behind the hotline was easily a quarter inch thick. We decided to use an acid while my crew was getting goggles, face masks, gloves, the whole thing on. Clip opens the acid and just starts pouring it everywhere. My crew and I ran out of the kitchen while the white fumes started filling. Clip did survive, but luckily, I was able to kick him out of the kitchen before he killed any of us. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Elliot. I believe it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
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 Four. Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
Three times fast!
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalks in her gaping glass bowl.
What?
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's big, black, long, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalks in a gaping glass bowl.
Two!
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's big, black, long, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in a gaping glass bowl.
Ah! We got a win last week at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now! Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
That's right. Time for Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night. We had so many tongue twisters. Brainstorming session was off the chain, as they used to say back in the 90s.
Because all the trucker speed we were doing.
That's exactly right.
Couldn't sleep and kept talking.
But lo and behold, we came in today, and would you know it, there's a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC.
Son of a... If we had known, we wouldn't have stayed up so late.
And it actually comes from a guy named Awesome Steve. Awesome Steve sent this in. Yeah, so...
I don't remember sending that.
We are going to go...
Wish I knew one.
With a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC, because as you know, and as we always say, the listener comes first. This week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. I have a tick in my mouth. It's a big, thick tick. I like big, thick ticks in my mouth. Black ticks are better. I want a big, black, thick tick in my mouth. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Ted, you don't look very enthusiastic this week.
Well, just this is a good way to get Lyme's disease.
That's a really good point.
Limit Lyme's disease. I like Sprite, dog.
I have a tick in my mouth. From the top. I have a tick in my mouth. It's a big, thick tick. I like big, thick ticks in my mouth. Black ticks are better. I want a big, black, thick tick in my mouth.
Three times fast.
I have a tick in my mouth. It's a big, thick tick. I like big, thick ticks in my mouth. Black ticks are better. I want a big, black, thick tick in my mouth.
One.
I have a tick in my mouth. It's a big, thick tick. I like big, thick ticks in my mouth. Black ticks are better. I want big, black, thick tick in my mouth.
Two.
I have a tick in my mouth. It's a big, thick tick. It's a big... I like big, thick ticks in my mouth. Black ticks are better. I want a big, black, thick tick in my mouth.
Oh! 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 There we go. There's another one in the win column in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Get ready to go there. Get the shot glasses out. Coming up here, we will drink and toast in the shot of the day into the weekend on a positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman on TikTok is going viral for telling the story about how her thong almost killed her.
On the tickety-tockities?
On the tickety-tockities.
How her thong almost killed her?
Yeah, it caused an abscess on her butt.
Oh.
Oh, God. Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
Like a bikini thong or just like thong underwear?
I'm not working on it, Ted.
She has an abscess on her butt. It's not sexy.
I'm engaged.
Now, once he's married, he'll be investigating. Right. Let me tell you the whole story.
I'm going to tell you all about it. I don't know how people get abscesses. Is it just, did it clog some sort of a vein or a
did
pore?
Did she wear it for a month straight?
I right.
Mean, like, good God.
How does one get an abscess?
I don't know.
Now, Miles is going to go work on it. All right. Yep. A cathedral in London hosted a memorial service for an enormously popular cat that recently died.
Oh, why was the cat popular?
That's a good question, Thrill.
You have no idea. So it's just a popular cat.
That's right. They really, really, really liked this cat. And so they're going to hold a memorial service, which, if it's a member of the community, why not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get it. I'm wondering what this cat did.
Right.
Was it the big cathedral, like, right down there in London?
There you go, yeah.
But I will say this. Cathedral. When I was in London, I went by a... there's a statue of a cat.
Huh.
like by the courthouse and everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, they used to feed them oysters.
Well, that's where the cat hung out. Like, great.
I'm just
life,
thinking,
right?
Like, even if you get into like the college culture, some of them have mascots. Well, sure. If the mascot gets old and then they pass away, obviously you're going to have some sort of a service for it, right?
Sure. This is just like a cat that everyone knew.
That's right.
Look, there was a, what was it? It was
just Joey the cat.
There was a dolphin that has been showing up in this one area in Europe somewhere. I can't remember what the story was, but the thing just stopped showing up. But this was a dolphin that everybody knew, everybody went up to, tourist boats went up to, fishermen, it would follow everybody. And now the thing's disappeared. People are losing their mind.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
the
our
circle
dolphin?
Of life. Right.
A drunk driver got out of a DUI by saying that his girlfriend died.
Oh, I read this yesterday.
He got out of it, though?
He got out of it, yeah. They let him go. They felt so bad for him. He was heartbroken because his girlfriend had just died.
Well, the idea was he was drinking. He admits that.
Right.
But he's at home, and he gets this frantic phone call from his girlfriend. So it's not that he wanted to drive, but he wanted to get from his place to her place. And he thinks, you know, she's dying.
That's right.
And so she died. And so when he went to court, they were like, look, we get it. Like, get it. So, again, his statement is like, I'm at home. I'm drinking. I get this call from her, you know, and I got to do what I can to get to her place. Mm-hmm. But that's why I was drunk behind the wheel. Okay.
But was she really dying?
There's a little bit of a follow-up here. He was busted for perjury after cops went to his house and she opened the door.
Yeah.
See. Oh, no.
So, see, that was the problem.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's the kicker.
She's back.
It's like Lazarus.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem was, like, he gave the story and they go, man, we completely understand. Right. So even in court, they threw it out. And you know what tipped it off? They said there was a clerk who was working at the court. She's filing the paperwork and realized the date that he gave that she was dead, the prescription for whatever drug she actually is on, was dated like 2 weeks later.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, well, somebody picked it up.
See,
and it's not a drug
thing
that you get addicted to, so...
Here's the thing, is now you are officially the jackass that is the reason why the courts won't take it easy on anybody.
Right.
Because that was actually, that made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Look, my girlfriend's dying. I'm drunk already. I need to go get down there to her. I'm sorry. My bad. She's passed away. Now I'm distraught. That makes sense.
Right.
Now the courts can't take it easy on you because you could be lying your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Or you got to really be dead.
That's right.
Basically, he ruined an excuse.
Baby, don't answer the door for a few weeks.
Do not answer the door.
That's also part of court.
Yeah, true. Everybody's
got to prove their side.
Mm-hmm. Police in Michigan caught someone trying to transport a bunch of stolen cars using a car hauler attached to a semi-truck.
Come on, man.
Good work, man.
I mean, what did you think was going to happen?
Right. I have no doggone idea. Nestle, are you ready for this, Mr. Hill? Nestle is releasing a new milk that tastes like, you guessed it, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, I'm in. That's
sounds
it,
great.
Man.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yes.
It is.
How crazy would that be to put that milk in that cereal, though? It'd be an explosion of cinnamon.
It would be too much.
Thank you. I was about to say that.
Like cinnamon toast. Like,
you know, the creamer makes sense for coffee.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, there's some applications of that.
But would you pour liquid chocolate on a chocolate bar?
I might do that.
No.
But the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is too much. I'm trying to give an analogy, but I can't say it on the radio. But and you're like, yeah, right? But in that moment, it needs to stop.
That's right.
You follow me?
All right.
There's a beginning and end.
It's like, it's really good.
Like,
but it's,
after it's...
Yeah, it's just after you, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yes, now!
So,
some of you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Going,
but it is. Like, it's really good, but it's too much good.
Going above and beyond isn't always a good thing. A woman that was in labor stopped on the way to the hospital to vote.
Got back in her car, drove to the hospital, gave birth.
Right, hang on. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm glad she wasn't in, like, what is it, Georgia or something. Got to wait in line for 8 hours.
Oh, my God. That would be awful.
I'm having this baby, but I'm voting.
By the way.
Miles, the dolphin you were talking about, the dolphin's name is Fungi or something like that.
Yeah.
From Dingle, Ireland.
Can't find him.
Fungi over there.
People are distraught about that.
Well, I believe.
Yeah.
If it's a wild animal.
Right.
And the whole town gets excited about it. At some point, that wild animal. Sit your kids down and explain the circle of life.
They made a whole movie. There was a serious investigation after Snowflake, you know, went disappeared. They had hired Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, that dolphin,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are serious about this. This one here says, can your zodiac sign predict what your favorite Halloween candy is?
No.
Let's try.
That's right. You know what, Ted? I like your style.
All
right. Let's give it a shot. Why not? So I actually do have the list here, as well as all of the zodiac signs here. So let's start with you. What is your zodiac sign?
Well, hang on. I'm trying to think what my favorite candy is.
Okay. I think you're Sagittarius, correct?
Negative.
Okay.
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. All right.
I'm going to say Reese's.
I'll just say that for all of them.
I know. It's
Reese's
what I mean.
Or Twix.
Are you ready for this, Ted? I don't know when the last time you had this is, but it's time to give it another roll. The worst candy in the world. Capricorns love candy corn.
Suck, Capricorn.
It says because Capricorns are traditional.
Yeah, well, you know what? I looked up in the stars, and I saw a bunch of crap.
Give it another test, Ted. It is right. Fate.
Traditional Miles, guy going to buy a take five.
Miles, you're a Gemini?
Aquarius.
You're an Aquarius. I'm going to get
you're
this.
You're good at this.
I'm so
Mike,
good
Mike, are
at
you
this
a
right
psychic?
As you can tell, I don't know any of this. Aquarius, are you ready for this, Miles? When is the last time you had Pop Rocks?
Never. Well, once. We had something in studio that we used them with.
Pour soda or something had, like
dude.
That?
No, I take that back. I've had Pop Rocks at the Triangle in Fremont. They used to do Jell-O shots with Pop Rocks on top. They
okay.
are phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It was awesome. Phenomenal.
They nailed it.
Phenomenal.
All right, Miles, we got to get you a packet of Pop Rocks. It's time for you to realize
but
your
then again, I'm doing a Jell-O shot.
So it says here, we can do both. It says because it's the most eccentric and unique candy. So Miles is the most eccentric and unique among us.
I had a nickname Pop Rock for a while. Because a woman at the bar offered to service me with Pop Rocks.
All right.
I turned her down.
I can't imagine it's good. I don't need I can't imagine I don't need explosives there.
Shut your whore mouth. I did not like what she looked like, so I turned her down, but I've been intrigued by the idea ever since.
Hey, baby, I got Pop Rocks.
Oh, you met her then.
All right, Mr. Hill, you're a Taurus.
I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries. All right. Instead, I'll go over here to Taurus.
Damn it.
Wow. When is the last time you've had a hot tamale?
When I was 3 and I hated it.
I know. They
hate
suck.
Hot tamales. Who the hell put this list together?
They ruined tamales for me because I grew up. I became a man and they said, hey, there's tamales in the kitchen. I went, that sucks.
Right. Got hot tamales.
And Mike, you're a what? Scorpio Sag Cusper?
You nailed it, Ted, with the first one. I'm a Scorpio. No, but hot tamales, I'm not a fan, but it does say about hot tamales, because you have a fiery personality with lots of energy and enthusiasm.
Well, no, they make me angry. I think they're misunderstanding.
I like hot tamales, like,
really?
Other cousin.
Oh.
Mike and Ike.
They're
oh,
better.
Love Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Mike and Ike's are great.
Mike, you got a birthday coming up next month, don't you?
Yeah, kind of.
31?
Ah, the big
30.
30?
30.
Oh, you're turning 30?
I'm hitting 30.
That's a horrible time to have that in the middle of this crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing worse
Tell
is 40.
There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm sure I'll find something.
I bet you don't.
Oh,
break out the Pop
I'll
Rocks.
Bet you I will. You bet.
Really? Okay.
And expensive fun.
Yeah. Jello shots and Pop Rocks. All right. So what is a Scorpio like? Let's find out.
Snickerdoodle shots.
Oh, yes, Ted. Fantastic. He and I had snickerdoodle shots to ring in the new year, actually. See where that got us. Scorpio over here.
Yeah, don't do that again this
right.
year.
Oh, okay. Scorpios are for warheads. I'm a fan of the warheads.
Oh, warheads kick ass.
You bet, man. It says because they're intense and Scorpios are brave. You're damn right I am. Couple, I'm just going to run down here real quick because I know people are interested in theirs. The Taurus is the one that gets the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, boo!
All right. It says, it says it might be fairly accurate just because it's a lot of people's favorite candy. Geminis, you get the deliciousness known as Swedish Fish.
Ooh, I like a Swedish Fish.
I don't like Swedish Fish so much.
It just sticks too much in your teeth.
Yes.
It says Geminis and Swedish Fish both get a bad rap, but in reality, they're sweet as can be.
Ooh.
Cancer, are you ready for this? This is my sister.
Cigarettes.
Cancer gets Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, I like Sour Patch Kids.
Because they're sour, then they're sweet.
Ted, the only thing you haven't liked so far is candy corns that seem to represent your birthday.
That's correct. Right. And hot tamales. Screw those things. Leos, you guys get one of my favorites, Skittles, because everyone loves Leos and everyone loves Skittles.
You like Skittles, Ted?
You know I do.
They're fantastic.
You can't stand them.
Oh, Miles.
Skittles are terrible.
You know what? That's your new nickname.
That's
overrated.
You just sit there with your Pop Rocks.
Hey, Skittles.
Skittles.
Do you play golf this weekend, Skittles?
yes.
For all you Virgos out there, you get the nastiness known as Almond Joy.
Another terrible.
It says because Virgos are practical, health conscious, and modest. I don't know why mounds and Almond Joy exist.
Need to drop
terrible.
Joy from Almond Joy.
Right.
Here. I'm going to nickname you Mounds then.
You know what we can do with this bar of coconut that we've dipped in chocolate? Put nuts on it. Yay. Libra, you guys get Kit Kats because,
all right.
because liberals love to share and That's Kit Kats tolerable. Come in twos or fours.
Mm-hmm. Libras?
Libras. You know, a Libra that doesn't like to share, Ted.
I don't even know what month these are, to be honest with you.
My
father's a Libra, and I could not ever eat his apple jelly when I was growing up. He did not share that with me. The grape jelly's yours. Hey, the purple stuff in the big jar, you can have that. Do not touch my apple jelly. There's no joke about that.
Sorry.
Apple jelly's good.
I discovered that, but it's so good I couldn't have it.
Sagittarius, you get the often underappreciated saltwater taffy.
It's all right.
I like saltwater taffy. I got a jar of it at home.
Saltwater taffy's good. I just don't know on Halloween as a kid. I was like, hope I get taffy.
Well, you never hope it, but you're never disappointed to see it.
That's more like a Laffy Taffy or an Airhead time of year.
Yeah. Right.
Get your season straight,
right.
man.
Come on, man. Get it.
It's not summertime.
It says because you're open-minded and don't care if it's not very popular.
Ooh. Or good.
And then finally we get the Pisces, and they get, boy, I thought I was playing double bubble gum.
Because Pisces, fine.
Bubble gum's all right.
Pisces are intelligent and, quote, big-time gum chewers due to gum's known effects on focus.
I've had
focus
gum.
Memory.
I can't tell you the last time I had bubble gum.
Yeah, that's a much different
thing. You know what
thing.
I mean? Yeah.
The double bubble's there when you need 10 minutes of flavor.
That's right.
Oh, that's yeah. That's right.
And Hubba Bubba. Hubba Bubba grape.
Ooh, like a Hubba Bubba.
Yeah. Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba. Back to some good news stories. You're an 18-year-old bagging groceries in Kentucky, giving an older man $35 after he saw that he couldn't afford all of his groceries.
Damn.
Nice.
Right. Very cool.
Good man. A new survey found that 62% of college students have been drinking less during the pandemic.
They're not going out.
But they can't afford
you
it.
You can only drink so right. much at home.
That's exactly
it. Honest to God, you do that for the social aspect of things.
We need help.
No football, no tailgates, no parties for those
no parties.
Things. No fraternities, no sororities. I mean, all the reasons that you get together kind of evaporated.
So. Mm. Also, this obviously not in my family, but I think it's because their parents have been drinking more.
Yes.
And it also says classic toys have made a comeback during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely.
And board games and puzzles
exactly.
and all the things.
Yeah, because people are bored to hell.
That's right.
Let's go fly a kite. Sounds great.
Someone in Scotland called police about a masked man carrying a machete, but this will shock you.
It will shock you.
It was not a machete.
Oh, it was not a machete.
What was it?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, it is a positive Friday in the weekend, and we made it to drinking time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.